Morning. Morning, MGTOW men. What's this? Empty coffee tins. This is why I hate throwing shit out, because sometimes it's better to have a small reserve of a couple of really good items than just having them piling up, stacked to the ceiling type shit, you know. Okay. Now, I'm trying to think. It's very hot. Well, coffee. Well, this is why the coffee tins are really good. A bit of light. See that? That's rope, hemp rope, right? And I can't think straight. I can, but not much. It's fucking hot. So what I did is a type of a grade of lanolin, which is basically a bit of solvent with lanolin, which is sheep grease, you know, from the wool. And this is a particular point, but I made up, say, half turpentine, you know, and half the lanolin solvent mix. It's not a highly sort of flammable solvent. It's just some sort of low grade kind of stuff, you know, that just, it's not highly volatile. It's not particularly sort of fumy, but it evaporates off quick enough, you know what I mean? And it doesn't stink of kerosene, diesel, fucking anything, right? So I wanted to get some, see, if I need to stop somewhere and it's cold and windy and dark and I need to just lay fucking horizontal, then I might need to deploy a tarpaulin and those blue plastic ones. They're good in terms of shielding you from wind, but they're not very good at insulating because they're just as cold as laying on a thin aluminium sheet, just about, you know. They transmit heat really well. And I had all these, oh, here's some of this fucking shit, you know. That's this sort of stuff, you know. This seems to be okay. But polypropylene, polyethylene, and something or other else. Those ropes are very, very slippery against themselves. And I rarely ever use knots, and when I'm tired, I tend to forget things. And so I just need to fucking pull up and tie down a bit of tarp somehow and use it as a shelter and just go to sleep for an hour or two. And I can't remember fucking that I never remember that I've got the knots, a list of how to do these fucking funny knots on the phone. And the polypropylene and polyethylene ropes require specific fucking knots that stay up with that type of rope because they're a slippery rope. Whereas, you know, I need to just get out and tie up some fucking knots, you know what I mean? And hemp rope, the original proper hemp rope, is fairly durable. It's long lasting, it's strong. You know, if it comes from a good factory where they're doing good and consistent joins and weaves and integrating of fibres, well, I needed to make up a solution of about half turpentine and half of the solvent slash lanolin mixture. And then this is just for the longevity of the rope. And then I put it in there with the mixture. Oh, and give it a good old shake. There you go, and tip it upside down, roll it over. But that's why these big coffee tins are very good, because they're a reasonably fluid tight kind of thing, and the rope comes out after a good soaking. And Kerish turpentine baby, whoa, fun. And after I've soaked all the rope that I need, I might actually do all the rest too. Oh, where did I fucking put it? Anyway, there's going to be fluid left over in there, which is the mixture. And one of the things that you can do is, if you're cleaning up a whole heap of nuts and bolts and all this sort of shit, you can drop them in what's left in the mixture in there, and you don't have to sort of shake it around and damage all the threads and stuff. But you can just sort of roll it around just gently, and you can clean and lubricate and preserve all your fucking nuts and bolts and special little metal bits in that mixture. So, you know, you can get several stages of use out of the one batch of solution, rather than just, you know, using it once and then fucking throwing what's not used out. So that's it. All the rope's getting done, you know. Then all the bits and pieces I pick up as I clean up is getting done. And that's how to make efficient use of your resources, you know. Multi-use. Hey, my name's Lila. Multipass. You know, it's... you know, Lilo. Yeah. Hey, my name's Lilo. Multipass.
Yes, yes, yes.
But, so that's a good way to keep not... I don't recommend hoarding, you know, 50 fucking coffee tins, but I recommend having one or two around the place for storage of particular things and for cleaning and soaking particular things, you know what I mean? Dear old, in the old days when all the things were kind of fucking hard to get and sort of expensive, that's why Dad kept all the fucking things in tins in his shed, because they're useful containers. Well, that's enough for now. Me and my fucking tins.